KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. This is Taylor Morgan alongside KSL legal analyst expert Greg Skordas. Greg, we've had a great show so far. We've been talking everything national politics, local stories, a few fun things here in between. We have to talk about the NBC interview with RNC co-chair Lara Trump. This is fascinating stuff. We know that Ronna McDaniel was essentially forced out as RNC chairwoman. Yep. Presumably, the claim is there that because she was neutral in the Republican presidential nomination process, that she did not get on Team Trump too early enough. Trump was not happy about that and other things, and essentially pushed her out and handpicked her successors.
And Lara Trump is the former president's daughter-in-law.
That is correct. And in this latest interview, new RNC co-chair Lara Trump broke with former President Donald Trump on the conversation surrounding the 2020 election and early voting. Very interesting interview, real political implications here. And we wanted to bring on the show to help us understand exactly what was said and the fallout. One of our favorite commentators, correspondents from ABC News, Andy Field. Andy, welcome to KSL at Night. Tell us about this interview and what was said.
A lot was said, and I'm trying to remember. There was a Jim Carrey movie where he kept saying two different things. I think it was Liar, Liar. not to say that she's a liar, but that he would say one thing and then he would slap his face and he would tell the truth out of the other side of his
face. I think that movie was about attorneys, right, Greg?
Yeah, sorry about that. But yeah. Thanks, Andy. Thanks for bringing that
well,
up.
Well, anyway, it was just bizarre. You saw him wrestling with himself trying to say one thing while trying to hide the other. Well, it's interesting that Lara Trump is now pretty much going back on almost everything she said during the last election, and even going back on things that Donald Trump has said. For example, they say we're past litigating the 2020 election here. I think that's the past. That's in the past. But she hasn't gotten the memo from her father-in-law, Donald Trump, that it's very much in the present, because every time he has a chance to say it, whether it's in an interview or in a rally, he keeps saying the 2020 election was rigged, that there was problems with the mail-in voting, that they were harvesting votes, that early voting was bad. And now Lara Trump is saying a lot of that stuff now is good. That during the primaries, she said Republicans made it clear that they like early voting, that they like mail-in voting, and that the RNC has made or managed to push all these changes that has suddenly made all these things that really were not a problem much better.
Andy, go ahead.
Your head's going to spin a little bit when you listen to this interview.
Yeah. You know, we interviewed earlier, we talked earlier about former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel and her brief stint at NBC News. I don't know if you're aware of that, but she was in, she was out. But a lot of the RNC staff was jettisoned in favor of the presumptive presidential nominee from the Republican Party. And Lara Trump wasn't just selected there randomly. I mean, Donald Trump seems to be putting his people in place. Is Lara Trump really a good fit for him? Is that the message he wants to send, is what Lara Trump is trying to sell?
I don't know. I know she was his pick. That's all I can tell you. But look, Donald Trump very often has officials that he's handpicked that he will publicly contradict. You know, there were other issues in this here. It wasn't just the mail-in voting and the rigged election and stuff. She talked about abortion. Oh, well, before we get to abortion, he said, talked about the fact that the RNC now has a joint fundraising operation with the Trump campaign, and a lot of money, if you're a Republican National Committee donor, unless you tell them otherwise, some of that money is going to go into Donald Trump's lawyers' pockets, because it will be funneled to one of his political action committees, which is paying most of it, if not all of his legal bills. Yeah. There are Republicans who aren't happy about that.
Certainly a difficult position for the co-chairs of the RNC to be in because, of course, they, to some degree, they need to keep national donors and mega donors happy with the RNC. And there are other campaigns and strategies that cost money outside of just the Trump campaign. And do you think that Laura Trump here is trying to speak to those Republican donors and perhaps reassure them that there's competent leadership at the RNC?
Well, this is her quote. She goes, "I think the reason that I'm here is to assure people that any question as to how their money's being spent," although she was quoted before she became chairman as saying every dime will be spent on electing Donald Trump. Now she's saying, can they trust the RNC? Can they donate to this entity? And she says, trust me, I'm the daughter-in-law of Donald Trump. I will ensure every penny of every dollar is going to causes that Republican voters care about. Now, I know a lot of Republican voters care about a lot of things, and it's not all Donald Trump. So that kind of contradicts what she said before she became chairman, which is that every resource will be devoted toward getting Donald Trump reelected.
Hmm. How is this not a conflict? To have his daughter-in-law as co-chair of the RNC, to have this money being commingled, how are Republicans responding to these handpicked co-chairs at the RNC, Andy?
Well, the Republicans have a steering committee that vote to put these people on the board, and for whatever reason, they thought it was okay, and that's the Republican National Committee now. Usually presidents can mold the Republican or Democratic National Committee in the shape that they want with the people that they want. It's just never seemed as blatant as this in that it's, or at least it appears on the surface or the way Donald Trump would like it, is that all efforts will be going toward him, whereas there's a whole lot of other Republicans that need the Republican National Committee help, and Laura Trump is trying to reassure them to say, oh, no, if you don't want to have your money going into the or have any chance of going into the funds that pay for Donald Trump's lawyers, you can check a box, I guess, and opt out of that.
Yeah. You know, other than to get his daughter-in-law in the position, what do you suppose the concern was with Ronna McDaniel as it relates to the Trump campaign, Andy? I mean, she's a fairly right speaking, thinking, acting individual. You would think that she would be right on board, right in line with the Trump organization and their message, but they oust her from the RNC.
I don't know the answer other than you need complete and utter fealty to Donald Trump in order to have any of these positions.
Yeah.
She said she had to remain neutral during the primaries, which may have angered Donald Trump and may be one of the reasons that he told her to go find other work.
Yeah. Has Ronna McDaniel sent you her resume yet, Andy? So just curious.
I'm looking through the pile of resumes. I haven't seen it yet, but look, it's a head scratcher why this happened in the first place.
Yeah.
And you know, people have compared this to Jen Psaki and even our George Stephanopoulos at ABC and such, saying, well, these are all former political operatives. Why did these news organizations hire them? And I think, at least from the backlash that they got at NBC and from outside, was that none of these people, Psaki, Stephanopoulos, or others, had so consistently and demonstrably not told the truth on so many different occasions.
Yeah.
None of those people supported overturning an election or election denial or false claims about election interference.
Yeah.
That have been dispelled by more than 60 courts at this point. So
yeah,
there is a difference in the person, not necessarily in the job that they came from.
Definitely. And we should point out that alongside Laura Trump at the RNC as co-chair, Michael Whatley, a North Carolina Republican who has been very known for echoing Trump's false claims of voter fraud. So an interesting dynamic at the RNC. We will see how this plays out. Andy Field, ABC News, thank you so much for joining KSL at Night. Looking forward to having you back soon as we track this story and others.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Coming up next here on KSL at Night, Greg,
your favorite new word.
We are going to get into extraterritoriality.
You got
and
it.
If you don't know what that means, you'll want to stay with us after the break.